This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In just a few moments, we'll be talking with Pete Scobell, who's had an interesting career going from Navy SEAL to singer. But first, millennials would appreciate it if you didn't call them millennials. Millennials don't like to be called by that name. Researchers surveyed over 3,000 adults from several generations, including Silent, which is ages 70 to 87, Baby Boomer, ages 51 to 69, Gen X, 35 to 50, and Millennials. They found 79% of the Baby Boomers are proud to call themselves that, while Millennials, for the most part, hate their generational name. They were also the age group least likely to describe their group as having qualities like being patriotic, responsible, willing to sacrifice, religious, and moral. Mobile devices like tablets and smartphones could increase the risk of getting skin cancer. Researchers looked at several devices, including a laptop, iPhone, and iPad. They found the devices can reflect ultraviolet light from the sun and may indirectly increase exposure to the cancer-causing wavelengths. 50% of workers in the U.S. have gone to work hungover. Blowfish, a manufacturer of tablets to prevent hangovers, surveyed workers around the country and found half of them show up with a hangover. The study also found that 28% said they were late for work because of a hangover, and 7% admitting a hangover affected their performance on the job. Airports and airplanes are dirtier than your home. Researchers at the online travel calculator TravelMath sent a microbiologist to take samples from 5 airports and on board 4 flights. Their results found that the surface our food rests on, the tray table, was the dirtiest surface of all the locations and surfaces tested. Authors of the small study suggest not allowing your food to come into any contact with the table and to bring hand sanitizer for any dirty surfaces you may touch. The study follows another recent study that found luggage comes into contact with up to 80 million bacteria before it even reaches your hotel room. By the way, the seatbelt buckle on the airplane and the overhead air vent teeming with bacteria. Well, Pete Scobell has had an interesting life, to say the least. The former Navy SEAL is now a professional singer.
I went wild, tried to kill a bottle of Crown. Then I tried to wash it down. Something I know wasn't good.
This is such an interesting career you've had. You know, you're a Navy SEAL, now you're a singer. What was that transition like for you?
Well, I grew up, my mom was a music teacher, and I grew up playing music, so the music part wasn't as, that's always been with me, and I've always done that, but I never did it as a career. And the irony was, transferring from the teams into the music world was actually very seamless. You know, you got a small group of people, always on the road. You know, every time you get somewhere, you know, there's always something that goes wrong. You got to make the show go on, and a lot of troubleshooting and living in close quarters, the humor. It was really, it was actually kind of nice transitioning into music from the teams. So most people probably wouldn't think that, but they're very closely related.
Yeah, it sounds very, the way you describe it, yeah, it makes sense. So what kind of touring are you doing right now?
Right now I'm on the Patriot Tour with Mark Slatrell and Tay Kyle. We're doing 20 cities this year. This is our third year we've done it, and it's really kind of a patriotic night. I'm the only musician on the tour, other than we have people come in and sing the national anthem, but and we've had some amazing singers do that. Mary Sarah, another Nashville country artist, she's fantastic. She came out with a couple, she's going to do a couple more with us. So it's an inspirational night. Yeah, so that's what I've been doing. And then I was on tour this winter with Winona for 3 months. I was opening up for her and Cactus on their Songs and Stories tour, which was an amazing experience.
And she actually recorded a song with you, right?
She did. We did a song called Hearts I Leave Behind, and that we were very lucky that was, I think, it ended up number one on iTunes Top 100 Country for a couple days. So very cool.
Yeah, I guess so. And working with her must have been a dream come true.
Yeah, Moi and Cactus are two of the most amazing people I've ever met, and they've been really a driving force in my life for the last 2 years, and not just from a music world, but just from a personal and family and just wonderful human beings, and I'm so blessed to have them in my life.
And you mentioned Marcus Luttrell. Of course, we all know his story from the Lone Survivor movie.
Yeah, Marcus and I have been on, he's, you know, the Patriot Tour was he and Chris Kyle's original idea, and then after Chris passed away, Taya came in and took his spot, and, you know, Marcus is a teammate of mine. Marcus's twin brother Morgan's my best friend, so we just had it's kind of nice. It's like getting the band back together, so to speak.
Yeah, that's the band of brothers, huh?
Yep.
Now, what can you tell us from your Navy SEAL career? What did it do for you as a person?
You know, I think we all learn the same life lessons. They're just on different timelines and in different verticals in life. I think, you know, being in the teams, I got a lot of life lessons, especially through war in a short amount of time. And so, you know, I talk about like Spinal Tap. You know, he talks about the amp going to 11.
Right.
You know, life in the SEAL teams is like life on 11. So, you know, you have all this experience and in such a short period of time, then you're kind of left with, you know, how do I get this out? And you know, music is a way for me to communicate those lessons. So I could say more in 3 minutes. I think anybody can say a really good song, you can say more in 3 minutes than you can in a couple hours.
Now, your first single is called Wild. What does that mean?
Wild's about losing someone that's close to you, and, you know, that the grieving process and kind of that initial visceral reaction where you go a little bit crazy because it's, you know, you're really trying to comprehend so much in a, you know, with the loss, especially an unexpected loss of a loved one. And I think that's a lesson that transcends, you know, military, but that was definitely something that I learned when I was in.
Now, your new CD is called Walking on a Wire. Again, what does that reference mean to you?
Well, the song Walking on Wire is actually, it was a co-write between Dave Lee Murphy and Dierks Bentley, and you know, it's about a girl. I mean, bottom line, it's about like being around a woman that you really, you know, you want to be with, but you're not quite sure. But you know, the title for me was very fitting because it, you know, getting out of the military and then walking the civilian world, it really was walking a wire. So it's kind of double meaning for me. You know, the song means one thing, but the title in itself, I think, means something different to me. And that there's just, you know, trying to balance your life now between, you know, career and family and, you know, moving on and you know, dealing with all the baggage that you're carrying with you.
Well, you know, we've all seen the movies about the various aspects of being a Navy SEAL. I'm curious, since you did it and we didn't, are the movies depicting it properly, or is it different than what we see on the screen?
I was very proud of both Lone Survivor and American Sniper from the standpoint of portraying the culture and who we are as, you know, as individuals. I thought they did a great job of representing us just in our sense of humor. And, you know, people kind of sometimes think we're a little weird because, well, you know, when things are miserable, that's usually when we're the happiest. But I thought both those movies did a great job of portraying that. You know, American Sniper wasn't a war movie. American Sniper is a movie about a man struggling with war. And, you know, I think, you know, Lone Survivor was definitely, I thought Peter Berg did a fantastic job portraying that, what Marcus wanted to portray, and that was the, you know, how those guys fought and died. But the book is really goes into more depth about what happened to him and his, you know, Marcus's struggle in the village. And so I thought you know, what each movie aimed to do, they were successful in that.
So you'll be touring more with him. For how long will you be touring?
We're on tour until November. Yeah, I think we have about 10 more stops to go this year. So tour until November, and then we'll be doing some. And I'm doing that solo acoustic, and then we're going to be doing some more full band gigs popping up randomly here in the next few months.
Terrific! So you are fully into the whole music scene now. This is what you want to do.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for it, but apparently this is what I'm going to do.
Well, there's nobody holding a gun to your head, right? I mean, you're doing this of your own free will.
Oh, it's my path. I love it. I absolutely love, you know, there's nothing better than being able to get up on stage and sing and play. And, yeah, it's really kind of a dream come true. Like I said, I wasn't I wasn't really chasing it. So it's even more so, I guess, a little sweeter in that regard.
And do you enjoy the performing or the songwriting or equal?
I think the performing is something I enjoy the most, but I love every aspect of it. Anytime I get to pick up my guitar, it's never work. It's just hours of my life fly by and I don't even notice it. And so I think that's when you can mesh your passion with making a living, then you never work. So I'm enjoying every second of it.
Well, we thank you so much for your service, Pete, and thank you for calling in, and all the best with your music career.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate you having me. Have a good one.
What are your comments about America Weekend? Send me an email to Mike A.W., like America Weekend, Mike A.W. at MikeBennettRadio.com. Now, you can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at MikeBennett11. That's Twitter at MikeBennett11. Hope to hear from you soon. With singer-songwriter Pete Scobell, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
Oh, America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.